Many countries in the developing world are eager to use the internet to boost their economies, but the net isn't available to many rural villages because they have poor phone service or unreliable power. MIT and the Foundation for Sustainable Development in Costa Rica are trying to overcome these obstacles through technology. Joel Obermeyer reports.
A year ago, residents of the Costa Rican town of San Marcos de Terasu became part of an experiment. They installed what appears to be a used shipping container in a field of coffee plants at the edge of town and shaded it with a huge canvas sail. It's actually a kind of digital community center, complete with a half dozen computers, fax, copier, and video conferencing equipment. A satellite dish provides internet access, bypassing local phone lines. The idea is to see if a relatively simple installation can make a difference in the local economy. If so, can the experiment, which is called Linkos, be standardized and duplicated in other parts of the developing world? Rodrigo Jimenez is a San Marcos resident.
In reality, Linkos doesn't pretend to cover all the population. It is to plant a little seed.
Children come in during the day and take lessons from Linkos staff. For many, it's the first time they've really gotten their hands on a computer. Eventually, these children will be able to come here to do distance education programs developed by a university in the capital. In the afternoon and evenings, agricultural workers and housewives drop by. Some surf the web looking for advice about their farms or information about common health problems. Others just want to use the fax or send a few emails. Linkos is recouping its costs by charging small fees to individual users. Karen Godinez Mora has worked at the unit since it opened a year ago.
Most of the people who use the services are people who can't pay for training anywhere else because it's too expensive.
Despite its cramped insides, the Linkos unit has a lot of the services found at some copy shops in the United States. Linkos's backers would like to see the units become like franchises, with entrepreneurs taking the lead in expanding the program. Sandy Pentland is a professor at MIT and a co-founder of the Linkos project.
What we're trying to work out is something that's a little bit like Kinko's, but for digitally enabled education and for digitally enabled health.
Saving on public health costs is one reason governments have been paying for the units. So far, there are more than a dozen in Costa Rica and the Dominican Republic, as well as a grant to install one in South Africa. Hewlett-Packard has agreed to market the Linkos units. The company says that if prices fall below $25,000, about a third what the prototypes cost, they should be able to sell hundreds. Supporters say programs like Linkos will show direct economic benefits. In San Marcos, it's a process that's just starting. In the last year, coffee growers have used the Linkos site to develop sales contacts in North America and obtain legal help. Now they're beginning to export their own brand of gourmet coffee. By skipping several layers of middlemen, the farmers can earn nearly 50% more for their beans. Rodrigo Jimenez helped with the effort.
Without a doubt, this has been done because of the easy communication that exists through the internet, and because people have lost their fear of using these tools.
But not everyone is so enthusiastic. Charles Kinney, an economist at the World Bank, says computer centers like Linkos have a place in economic development, but most groups need to pare down their expectations.
Latin America has got a lot of other problems apart from fewer computers and fewer wires connecting those computers to the United States. It's got education problems. It's got problems that a lot of people don't have access to electricity or sanitation or clean water. These problems won't immediately go away just because we've given people access to a computer.
Kinney says developing countries face many divides, not just a digital one. The internet can help, but it shouldn't necessarily be the top priority. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.